changed them. And that leads us back once more into understanding ourselves. So look at the planets now in order outward from the sun in a little bit more detail. We'll keep increasing the detail until we begin to understand them better and better. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, they're all rather similar. They're all made out of rock and metal. They're unusual bodies. We know of no other bodies in the universe quite like ours. There's a strong feeling of people who begin to learn astronomy that we are all insignificant on this little rock way out on the edge of an anonymous galaxy. And one of the other themes of this course is that that is simply not true. We're in a very special place on a very special body, a very unusual one, that is unlike anything else that we know anywhere. Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars, the terrestrial planets, after Terra, ourselves, we're all similar, yet we're all different, we're all individuals, and I don't mind throwing the moon into that as well, making 5 terrestrial planets. If you were walking on the moon, you would feel very much like you're walking on the Earth. A little lighter, you'd bounce around a little bit more because the body is less massive than we are. But if it looks like a planet and it feels like a planet, as they said about the duck, you know, if it quacks like the duck, it's probably a duck, and that's what we have here. If it looks like a planet, it's probably a planet. So let's count the moon in on that as well. So now we've got 5 in the inner part of the planetary system. And then you look out farther and you see these 2 giants, Jupiter and Saturn, enormous bodies that are terribly similar to each other. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune are often put together as the Jovian planets. That's really not quite true. Jupiter and Saturn are very similar to each other. What we say about one, you can pretty much rely on being true about the other. Giant bodies, 10 or more times the size of the Earth in dimension. And then you move out farther to Uranus and Neptune, and they're smaller. They're very different from Jupiter and Saturn. They're rather unusual bodies in their own right. We don't understand them very well. In fact, we understand things less and less, really, the farther away we get. So now we've got 3 kinds of planets. We've got the 5 in the inner solar system, and we've got the 2 giants a little farther out, and then we've got Uranus and Neptune, which are farther out yet. And then there's little Pluto, about which everybody argues. Is it a planet? Is it not a planet? It's one of the most common questions I get from people. Is it a planet? People seem to be very concerned about the fact, well, in some ways it is, yes, and you can, some ways, well, maybe we should exclude it. I kind of like to include it. So now we've got 10 planets. We threw it out, and we threw that at the moon, we'd have 8. You see what I mean? There's no strict definition, and that gives us a lot more freedom. And then we can take the little bodies in between Mars and Jupiter that everybody's heard about or maybe read about in science fiction stories, the asteroids. And we could collect them all together. We could call them a planet, too, if we really wanted to, and that gives us 11. So the definition is free and floating, and I'll continue to use it, free and floating. Remember when you were in first grade, maybe fourth grade, elementary school, and the teacher had, in your classroom, had this panel up on the wall of the planets. This huge sun and the big planets all in a line outward from the sun. I hate to tell you this, but they lied. It's not true. It's not the way they look.